There we go. Would you all please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So today I have a message for you entitled, Who Are You? So who are you? Have you ever wondered that question for yourself? How did I get here? Where did I come from? Or just who am I? Now, I know I've shared this with the congregation at some point, my call story, the story of how I discovered or how I realized my call to ministry. So for those who haven't heard this part before, maybe it's new, or for those who've heard, you get to hear it again. So it was like a fall day, gosh, a long time ago, it feels like, but it was in downtown Salem, Mass. I was in our personal training studio. You see, at the time, I was a personal trainer, and Tracy and I co-owned a studio there. And so it was a little, like, 600-square-foot space right on a side street next to the post office downtown. My office in our space looked out to the building across the street. And so I sat one day looking out the window with my white IKEA desk flush against the window. We had kind of sheer white curtains hanging over the window. And I sat there working on something. And I pondered if I was really being called to ministry or not. You see, my minister there in Salem at the time had told me I was, and I wasn't sure I believed her. So as I looked out the window and I pondered this question, am I being called to ministry? All of a sudden, the sun came up over the post office and a bright light shined down on me. And I remembered my name. My given name is Christina. And my mom gave me that name because she wanted one of her daughters to have Christ in their name. It was right then that I knew in my heart and in my body and my soul that I was called to ministry. Today is Mary Sunday in Advent. It's the one Sunday a year us Protestants actually look at Mary and think about Mary, the mother of Jesus. For those who grew up Catholic or Orthodox, you know that in those traditions, Mary holds a much higher value, is on a much more prominent scale than we often do here in our Protestant tradition. But have you ever wondered, who is Mary? Now, the Gospel of Luke is the only text in our scriptures which actually spells her name in Greek, Miriam. Every other text in the scriptures call her Mary. Now, it's interesting, but why does it matter, you ask? It matters because Miriam was a Hebrew name, and it was the most popular name for Jewish girls in the first century Palestine. And it's not because it was Mary, mother of Jesus' name. That's not the reason. The reason is because it was named after Moses' sister, Miriam. Now, if you recall, Moses' sister, she was a prophet in her own right. She was the sister who actually saw Joseph in the Nile River when his mother put him into the basket. And she's the one who called over the nursemaid and said, "Hey, look, there's a baby here," and got him out of the river. She is the prophet who, after they crossed the Red Sea, remember it was parted and the slaves, the Hebrew slaves, walked through safe to the other shore. Miriam is the one who sang to the Lord and danced with tambourine and drum, and she taught the people how to praise with thanksgiving. And it was her who also challenged her brother Moses and spoke to the notion that God speaks not just through him, but through others, including herself. Yes, Miriam, she is why Mary, mother of Jesus, was named Miriam. And yet, the translation in Luke has been passed down, and we've changed her name to just Mary, like all the other texts, seemingly taking away her heritage, her identity, the understanding of where she came from. Do you wonder, where did this little Mary, mother of Jesus, come from? Who were her parents? Did she have any siblings? Any other people who shaped and formed her as a person? Who is Mary? Now, as Protestants, we've done a fabulous job of putting Mary into a nice, neat little box. In the Christmas pageants, after all, we give her maybe one line at most. She gets to just hold the baby. We like to keep her nice and quiet, not really give her a voice. When in the birth and the life of Christianity, Mary has been there all along. She birthed Jesus, after all, with only Joseph by her side. She was there while Jesus grew up, and she even prompted his first miracle. Remember, changing the water into wine at the wedding in Cana. She was there at Christ's crucifixion. Jesus saw her and told James to be sure to take care of Mary. She was there for every step of the way. And then after Jesus dies and ascends to heaven, Mary is there in the upper room with the disciples, as we hear in the book of Acts. So who is this woman who is called blessed? We've heard the Magnificat that, oh, I am so blessed. The Lord has blessed me, blah, 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 blah. She's blessed. We know that. But who is she? As Barbara Brown Taylor asks in her own sermon, Miriam the Magnificent, she asks, was Mary blessed because she was a timid teenager? Or the woman who accepts Gabriel's invitation from God, is it her who is blessed? Or is it the unmarried woman who is blessed? The woman who has no time or use for society's shame to be put upon her? Or is Mary blessed because she's quiet? Or is it because she's outspoken, she won't remain quiet? Or is it because she's a good mother? Or a good prophet? Mary's been painted into a scene and into a box in this socially quiet and acceptable way. But Miriam, on the other hand, her lineage, she is the one who cannot stay quiet. She is the one who sings out to the Lord, "Blessed am I. They will call me blessed," she says. She's the one who sings out to God, who is willing to accept the risk of bearing a child. She is the one who is not afraid of societal shame. Miriam is the one who has courage. Now, why do you believe that Miriam or Mary is blessed? You, my friends, you are also Mary. You have been given identities from people who you don't even know. Perhaps they see you as a mother, a sister, a father, a friend, a coworker, a crafter, a go-getter, perhaps. And you are Miriam. You are seen and given identities from those who know you and from yourself. Maybe you know of yourself as strong, put together, someone who will speak the truth, or a fighter. To some people, you are Mary, and to others, and to yourself, you are Miriam. To some, I am Tina, and to others, I am Christina. My question for you is, who are you? Who do you want to be? If you allowed your soul to ring out to sing to God like Mary did, what song would it sing? And who are you in your divine, your godly heritage? Who are you to God? Why and how are you like Miriam, and how and why are you blessed? I believe one reason that Mary is blessed is because of her courage. Being a young, unwed, pregnant woman who says yes, she has courage. And it takes courage to listen to God, to accept God's invitation to be in a community of Jesus following people. It takes courage to be who God made you to be. My prayer for you is that you may have the courage to be like Miriam, the courage to hear God, the courage to follow God, and the courage to trust God on your journey. And so I leave you with this blessing by Reverend Jan Richardson entitled Blessing of Courage. She writes, I cannot say where it lives, only that it comes to the heart that is open, to the heart that asks, to the heart that does not turn away. It can take practice, days of tugging at what keeps us bound, seasons of pushing against what keeps our dreaming small. When it arrives, it might surprise you by how quiet it is, how it moves with such grace, imposing such power. But you will know it by the strength that rises from within you to meet it, by the release of the knot in the center of your chest that suddenly lets go. You will recognize it by how still your fears becomes as it loosens its grip, perhaps never quite leaving you, but certainly turning into joy as you enter the life that is finally your own. May it be so. May we have courage as we await the coming of our God. Let us rise together, friends, and sing the first Noel, number 151 in the blue hymnal or on our screen.